Bring the attention to in the truth, ultimate truth, and emptiness. I or aggregates all the phenomena. So the second second one the defective view, that's my own translation. Defective view. Anything what appeared to you before it is a total opposite to that emptiness. Totally emptiness of that. What appear to you is something real. From there, and then you see that way, you believe in that way. So that's one, that's like myself, the ordinary beings who haven't realized the emptiness. That's the total hallucination that life will live in. It's like taking drug, or you have taken some plants or something, drugs or something that hallucinates you, like that. Our whole life has been like that, but we don't recognize. Until you realize the emptiness. That's what I mean. The study, of course, has some good idea. When you realize the emptiness, well, then that time you see. Live in hallucination. You do everything in hallucination. Bad and good. So you see, like that. So the one before star in the daytime, you see, there's star, but totally sunbeam, you see, because so strong, so can't see the star. There's emptiness, but you see, because hallucination, projected, decorated, truly exists, view of truly existence, projected or decorated by the negative imprint left on your mental continuum by the past ignorance. So because of that, you see, then you don't, so it does not doesn't appear, don't see. So what appears total opposite of what you see is that one. So which doesn't exist in the reality. Okay, so defective view, then okay. So we meditate on that, the first one, emptiness. Then now here, the false view. Yourself, real I, what appears to you, then you see that way. Wrong belief, wrong seeing. And then as well as the aggregates, all the phenomena, samsara, nirvana, samsara, enlightenment, health, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problem, everyday life. Yeah, something real from there, and then then Katsura. Appear, then you don't understand it, hallucination, so you believe it. You see in that way, you believe it. So like that. Okay, there's that's it. I think bottle limbs, so that gives an example of them. It exists by the bend rising shores. The bend wind cause conditions, and then it exists. Then like that all the phenomena. Oh, that's enough. Yo.
Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the fall of faults, and delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and
Namo Ma Mudaram Bodhya Jumala Chanchum Padu Nami Gapsuj Dagi Chunyan Gepe Sonan Ke Jola Benje Sange Jola Shuro Sange Chunan Sogi Chunan La Chanchum Padu Nami Gapsuj Dagi Chunyan Gepe Sonan Ke Jola Benje Sange Jola Sanje Chudan Sugi Chunan La Janchu Padu Dani Gapsu Jiyu Dagi Chunin Gipe Sunan Gi Zola Denche Sange Dula Shu.
One more. One more. No? Forgot.
So as I been speaking in the past, the three types of kindness, and all the past, present, future happiness, every single happiness, even the happiness, the dream, and after enlightenment, all we received from every helping sangha, every animals, every human beings, every sura. So every ant, every mosquito, every snake, a mouse, and then so every tiny insect that you can't see with the eye but can see through machine, all that. So with that, the numberless human beings, numberless sura beings, numberless sura beings, we receive from everyone. All the every comfort and every so then being mother and the kindness for contained in the four outlines in the kindness of mother on the casual give the body the human body to practice Dharma, then so that beginner's rebirth and protect your life from hundreds of obstacles and danger of life and protect it each day. So when you're born to her, or to the mother, then, you know, in the womb and outside, and the then numberless times from beginning to birth, and every sin they mean that to you. And first kind, second kindness, third kindness, and then they, when you're born to them, then they bear so much hardships, so much hardships. That's one example. Is the, you see, the bird after you are conceived in your you know, in the womb, the bird, mother bird, then she makes the nest, you see, and then very soft, so the inside the nest also very outside, that means rough, or inside, like another plant, another more fine, so soft, the layout. Then, wow, then again, after you come out, then you keep it with the wings warm. You know, until you do that, until you fly away, so like that. Then you see. Then she goes every day far to get food, to find food. Food is not usually, you see, it's, you know, worms and insects. So many times, you know, many times a day time, you know, every day. So, you know, how much. So how much negative karma a mother has to create to take you, to feed you. So all the time that you see, can't imagine feed you, create negative karma. Then you see, not just negative karma, but you see, then they have to suffer. You know, by killing each one, then they have to suffer for 500 lifetimes. That is when you're born human being, then result of similar the cause, and then suffering similar to the cause, 500 lifetimes. But then, it is meant, in one text, it is mentioned, recognized by the result in the rebirth, the lower realm of hell, but that is one eon, it says. So, that is another length of time, you know. But this 500 lifetimes, when you're born a human being, due to not a good karma. Just by killing one insect, just by killing one sentient being, so they have to kill so many of them. Then you feed, they feed you, I heard one bird, I don't know the name of the bird, but without need to make a nest, so you look for other birds' nest, then you push. You push the other egg out. You push the other egg out, and then you lay your egg. And I think there's other bird, then keep warm, but doesn't recognize from beginning. And then afterwards, then come out, then afterwards come out, then they're different. I think that bird is the mother, or mother is the mother, the other bird was a mother, so it's a mother. That one is that child which looks you know, kind of different. Oh, that one is the mother, I'm not sure. Something is at the end, that's what happens. Wow. That's a different karma. Can we imagine? So that's not just one time. You know, every sentient being did your mother numberless times, and being mother animal time numberless times. Being, birds, kasore, those different birds, numberless times in the past life. Mother, being mother to you, but they create so much unbelievable things come up. Just one example. All that sentence being did to you, being mother, and you are fed like that every day, many times mother went to look for insects, worms, and then, you know, like that. So, you know, can you imagine, numberless times. Wow. So, so the kata, the eagles are, you see what they, how they get the food is, you know, those goats, the mountain goats, they're quite big, and mountain goats, very high on the level of the mountain. I don't know. They have a karma to walk on the rock like this, but they have karma, they can walk. They have karma that, you see. They can walk. Rocks like that. Then, I don't know how they find food, but something leaking on the rock, I don't know. So then the eagles, when they see, so what they do, then they come to where the goats are, you know, then they come there, they push the goat, the mountain goat, you know, they push them, then they fall down, many stories. Then goes on the earth, or the on side of the mountain, they fall down, but not dead, of course. Then, of course, you couldn't get her afterwards. Then the eagle comes. Maybe it takes out the eye. I'm not sure. That was so that makes it to not run away or something. And then, so they stay with that, and they, I don't know, Africa or somewhere, they, even their tribe were human beings. They were trying to, one place, even they do the human beings. not like that. So they are cutting it. Then cutting it, human being, being mad, cutting, you know. I mean, to go in the West,
9 months in the stomach and then take care, blah, 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 you know. And then unbelievable pain going out, coming out of the room, and then so much there. You know, taking care of, dedicate their life, blah, 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 blah. They're both parents, you know, that. Then Kachore, the father make money working outside, and then Kachore, mother look after the baby, and both of them, they take care of us. So in the West, and Kachore, we have hardships, blah, blah, blah. The kind of the, unbelievable. So baby side is, nothing. That's pee pee kaka, So the mother is to clean or mother or hire. Hire another person to take care of everyone. So like that, and they go to work. You see, and then was the motivation, attachment, attachment, ignorance, attachment, day and night all the time. Whatever they do, it's kasore. In the usually, it's the attachment. All the actions become need karma. Completely day and night, whatever they do. So there's no bodhicitta, there's no kasore. Kasore. That you see. Without attachment, see? Kasore. Unconditioned love, kind of thought that there's a conditional loving kindness. Because you have the college, school, college, university, they have to so hard, to make the money, to spend the money for education, for living, for education. So hard. So create also hard is one thing, but it's all so to feel compassion is the so that all become negative karma because motivation, attachment, that's attachment. Other holy beings is different. In the bodhicitta and so like that, you see. The holy beings are different. The mother, father is holy being, they're different. But otherwise, just, ordinary being like that, so they have to create the karma all day and night for you. So many years, so intelligent. Guess until you get a degree from university, I'm not sure. In the West, particularly in the West, something like that. Then Kasvani. Then Kasvani, the other kindness, as I mentioned there, Kasvani, all the comfort by leaving the house, protection, and all that, you see, by leaving the house, then also the food, or, you know, so that's, yeah, laying the foundation of this, many sentient beings have to kill, and then the food is, many sentient beings have to kill, and that will suffer, food. Then the clothing, but no question about it, and, you know, the skin, animal skin cloth, no question by killing them, suffering, suffering, killing with a weapon, knife or things like that. Water pen, so then, even not cloth, even not animal skin, but then those come from outside the trees or other trees. Then again, that so many animals, by the way, they killed insects, and like the silk cloth, and put in the hot water, and came from their body, and anyway, so like that. So, yeah, from beginning it's about the kindness. So therefore now, so you are totally responsible to repair kindness, then free them from oceans of samsara suffering, and of course delusive karma. So responsible to free them from ocean, sometimes suffering, and bring them to enlightenment by yourself, and then that for that to be able to perfectly, the even arthas, karathas cannot do perfect work to sense and beings. So didn't it only sins, so still my mistake. So they have needed to achieve an omniscience higher. Then even that, then you need to achieve as quick as possible, because the practice mind, the Mahayana sutra, then achieve enlightenment. But you have to collect merit, wisdom, virtue, or 300 grains, and then. So they were to enlighten the sentiment in one life, then you have to practice tantra, the law tantra, then you can achieve enlightenment in all lifetime. But at the beginning, you see, you achieve immortal life, you achieve long life. So 1,000 years, so like that, then you can achieve enlightenment in one life. But since even that is too long, sentient beings have to suffer for so long, so can't stand, so much unbearable compassion. So therefore, then Buddha has to reveal the highest tantra, Mahayana tantra, that has greatest skill, as well as not only that, wisdom, oh, they got clear light, so that you can then by realize emptiness, then you can then you can achieve enlightenment in a brief lifetime or degenerate time with some number of years. Oh, then the Lama Chapa, this Guru Puja, that's by practicing this, then this, this is the main thing, or its contained part, or its contained in this, then you practice, this happens. Then especially here, the practice that's combined the 3 days, the Yamantaka Chara Sambhara, Yamantaka, Kuya Samatha Chara Sambhara, without separation, those 3 days, such as the Lama Chara practice, or then even the Kuga, then the Atamahana, Mahanutara Yoga Tantra, even Kuatan Dos, all the ancestors that saw there. So therefore we are extremely fortunate to have an opportunity to even recite prayer and to leave the positive imprint in the mind to quickly achieve the enlightenment, to quickly step ahead to achieve enlightenment. Also like that, so then you have to go through the commentary and Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that in the hymns of the experience of the Lamrin Nyamgurma, the hymns of the experience of the Lama Tsongkhapa's experience of the gradual path to enlightenment. Then laboratory, Tawani, Lamden Sinya, Tamba, Bebei, Sundan Jue, Sushi Temaru, Tona Sogachi and Mudonga, Kachin Jue, Chewe, Nebate, Jidren Lamin, Yamlin, Tatarze, other. Lamatonga wrote, as the yogi practiced this way, so I seek and I beg, you who seek liberation also practice this way. He wrote all that. So we recite, you're the Venerable Akhatara, Jitunam, a perfect guru, practice this way, that way, and I, the seeker of the liberation, going to practice this way. I who seek liberation and beg as well, Jantaro, seek to practice this way. So like that we start. So what it's saying is that then again the laboratory Tawani, so the well ranging the dependent arising the dental well ranging the root of well ranging the dependent arising Lamten Shinya Dhamma Bebai with much effort then follow the guru correctly with thought and action. So therefore following correctly the words of the friend. So I translate that, not only devotion. Devotion is only mind. Sometimes jarva. So the way of following the guru is with the thought and action. Action borders the mind to them. So with devotions, looking at Buddha, by looking at Buddha, train the mind in that with the continual purification and collecting incidental merits, then looking that Buddha with the quotations and then prove that, or then mind become devotion, effortless devotion. Before the effort, then you see Buddha Before the effortless devotion, then afterwards, effortless devotion becomes effortless. Without you don't need to think of the reason, which it's just naturally, you have a devotion, seeing that the Buddha. So as a result, so then you need to be stabilized. And then, so sometimes duress, then you are able to, without any difficulties, like Milarepa did, to nine-story tower built by himself alone, or like that, like the Naropa, for bear the 12 great hardships and 12 small hardships. What the Dalva advice is, Guru Dalva, then he made him into being enlightened. So, so like that, 12 great hardships, each time almost died. Then Dalva came up again, become okay. So each time Telova came and blessed. So like that. Each time I must died. So like that. Because when the. One time the Kasade. Well, there are 12 great hardships, 12 smarts. Yeah. There is an example, just one family in the house that soup, made the cookers in the pot. Then Dalva said, you go there, immediately grab that and bring it out. So Naropa, without any doubt, he just immediately went and then actually brought that pot with the soup inside, boiling there. And, then I think the people beat him, and so almost passing by. Then the Lord came again, blessed him, so it went all right. So one time there was a marriage happening, a wedding, and then Telu was sent to go there, and the wives, the priest, go up and rub. Then Teluba went, Naropa went immediately, did that, and then all the people beat him so much. So actually, I think all there's 12 great hardships. All those are purification. There's Dalva's purifying, so that without taking much time to enlighten Naropa quickly, for that reason. So yeah. So of course. If that is nowadays, if that is done, then the guru is next hour in the prison, or killed, or they're in the prison. So that. Anyway, so then Dalva came, blessed him. Then okay, so like that. Oh, they did everything, whatever words came out, immediately without any doubt, immediately went to read. So that is it. So then, yes, then could achieve enlightenment. So then, so special disciple and special guru, perfect disciple, perfect guru. Able to bear all the hardships, what the Guru said, and like that, you see. So the action is fulfilling Guru's wishes and the advice, and you see, with the body, speech, mind. so with action. So, by seeing Buddha, having devotion, stable devotion, everlasting devotion, seeing that Buddha appearing and seeing that Buddha, oh, then you see, no difficulties, so easy, any hardships, whatever you have to do. I mean, mind is, because you can see the benefits, so happy to just run to it. So, this great yogi who achieved enlightenment, the past life became Geshe, and then after they became Geshe, achieved enlightenment. Then the next incarnation, then escaped from Tibet, and I think did all the Geshes, I think. Then lived in Nepal, the monastery, Swaminath, that's what they want to say. he came, there's a monastery, Gilupa Monastery, near Stupa, Bodh Stupa, Jiran Samdeling. And Kasore. So we came from Baksa, Lama and myself, we stayed in that monastery a little less than a year, I think. So the monastery one day, that's my first yunne, my life. The monks, benefactor is Nyanamba, Topa, Nyanamba, near Nepal, from Tibet, near Nepal. He wanted to invite Trotor Rinpoche, who practices most secret Haikiva as his mandate. But that's because Ning mandate, monks, they think is not clean. So that's a Nyingma practice. The monks, they're saying he's not clean. And, and they don't want him to give Mahayana precepts next day when the Nyingma starts. They wanted Sekunda Chang invite and give them my Atman precepts. What happened was monks, I think they did what they want. So Sekunda Chang came and we were sitting on this, it wasn't throne. We were sitting on the where the monks sit, on the seat, and the Sekunda Chang was sitting there on the same monks seat. I didn't sit on the, I don't know what happened, not on the throne, I don't know what happened. So I sat there, and he brought text, then he opened the text, I think Edmund Precepts text, opened the text. Then he said, if you want to practice Dharma, then there's a kaka, no, it's a hot kaka, 1 minute, I don't remember. There's a kaka there. Guru says, you lick that kaka, then you are able to immediately go there, lick the kaka, and which it is like, ha, like dog eat food, like dog licking, say, ha. I mean, which didn't say dog, but I'm saying, which is ha. So, go there immediately and able to lick the kaka. If you want to practice Dharma, this is how to practice Dharma. He said that, nothing else. He said that, and he closed the text and left. I thought, that is a yogi. you can't expect led to the normal way. No, it, therefore I regard guru because anyway, Rinpoche didn't do normal way, but if that is a that advice is unbelievable essential advice of the fallen guru. Straight, you know, teaching straight from the heart to heart. And so that's short, few words, just very essential advice. So I took a guru, Rinpoche. So I told the incarnation, that's the incarnation, lived the same monastery, he studied in the Gaudiya monastery. Long time ago. So I told him my story. He comes to see Tamchan. So here he says he is not fear to see his own lives. Because I think enlightened being, of course there is no fear to see his own lives. So a thing like that. And he talked about it, you know, was very qualified to do wrathful five pujas. Wrathful. They have different wrathful pujas. So that means you have to hook the evil spirits and, you know, transfer their conscience in pure land, things like that involved. So she said, no fear. So anyway, so that means she proves enlightened. So anyway,
by seeing that correctly you fall in there with the thought and action. So you see. So with it, having the effortless devotion, realization, seeing the Buddha, then whatever I have to do, no worry at all. Extremely happy to do it, to immediately to run to it. So like that. Thought the action follow guru correctly with the action. Sanan jure. Suji tambaru correctly following tambaru. So the suga same. Even if you cause life danger, kasura, you don't give a guru. You don't give a guru. And I read the Chitangbachari, the great yoga kaju, what he mentioned, I told you, I explained to you, that. Even all sentient beings have no connection to you. Break the connection, but you didn't break the connection with the guru. So then you see, and from there everything happens, enlightenment, everything. But even the all sentient beings become your relative, your friend, but break the connection with the guru, samaya, then what is the use? What is the nothing? It's what is only suffering, but nothing. I mentioned that already. So, on like that, you see, even cause life danger, then so would not giving guru. From the circuit, here you understand. Oh, that's one thing. You see, even cause in the 6 days you got that. In the 6 days you got the same prayer like that in the long version that. Even cause life danger. Oh, yeah, you have to know that.
Oh, oh, cause life danger to you. Cause life danger to you. Just a soggy chain, but don't want. Not giving up guru. Gashin to be chibi, never chibi. Then you follow exactly the advice. You please the guru by the offering of the following the advice, exactly. Gashin to be chibi, never chibi. Zen Lama Tsongkhapa said, either yogi practice this way. So you who are seeking liberation, practice this way. So using himself as example, then telling us, you see, practice. Oh, like that. Oh, that, in the sixth session, long session yoga, you know, sublime general realizations, all the realizations, it follows correctly, correctly relying on you, correctly following you. It follows that it's even common sublime realization correctly following you, because relying on you, following you, when you see tones by seeing that, Rudan Sodan, Yong Dan that, then you give up the, even your body and the life. Oh, you see, you follow the Guru, even the course of life, so you give up. Rudan Sodan, Yong Dan that. And then, Chinna Khunan Dhruva Chingra, may I able to, Chinna Khunan Dhruva Chingra, please bless me only to, please bless me to achieve only pleasing you. Chinna Khunan Dhruva Chingra, or that's, you see, the end of the first year to three times, six years, or the end prayer there. Or before the Guru absorbing to your heart, or so, all of that. Oh, that those things. Those things have to pay attention. Now, blah blah people. There's some people blah 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 blah. Then, you know, then totally opposite with this prayer. You know how you're going to do your sixth yoga? No way, no way. As I told you, nowhere to the refuge. Isn't it? Even very beginning, refuge is blocked. As I told you. So it depends on what you do. After receiving initiation teachings, then you see some mistakes. Make like mountains, or make the huge like mountains. Then you see, telling the world, and then casually, then it's yoga. You see, well, even from the refuge, how do you think of refuge? No way. Blocked, and then this all these prayers, so now I don't know how you think. There's no way through these prayers. So, okay, so like that. I'm very sorry that, Root of the Path to Enlightenment is the correctly following virtuous friend is the root of the path to enlightenment. Okay, so the Lamrim. And then particularly the Tantra practice, Lama Jepa, the rich master to achieve enlightenment in a brief lifetime or less than time, to achieve enlightenment, if you practice that correctly. Because that place in the Buddha, Lama Jepa means, so of course the subject is involved in that. You see, it's very difficult to mention, very difficult to teach that, because it becomes it looks like advertising yourself as Buddha, because it becomes advertising yourself as Buddha. You see, so it's very, very difficult to talk about that. And I think I heard many geishas at the center don't talk much about guru devotion. So I heard that. So it becomes like that. So it's like, kaka is gold, you see, advertising. This kaka is gold, you know, like that. So very sorry that it becomes like that, you see. To explain that I don't have compassion, but I think it needs compassion to explain that. It was very dangerous, very, very dangerous subject, very dangerous. But you understand, you understand how it is. Most important subject to know, especially to the Lama Chöpa, you have to know that. Otherwise, you're going to practice Lama Chöpa, just using drums, bells, and things, that's how it becomes Lama Chöpa. Just that, chanting. So, you need a double devotion, effortful devotion first. The second effortless devotion, all that. Oh, that's, you see, so it's not easy. So you did the Katsura, the compassion, caring others. You need that. So that's a great danger if you're not careful. I'm not saying I have compassion, no way. So like that. Okay. Oh. Okay, just a little bit long. Question. Yeah. Huh? You got clear where it stopped? Yeah.
Backside of the
place. Yeah. So I do leave the room, then. Okay. Because I've been the room at the beginning. Yeah, the journey. Such a guy, I mean, When you start to follow the guru, then there's a danger when you make connection as a guru, then that time also there's a danger to give up the guru. So something don't like about the guru, or you think they're so selfish or so angry or this, that, you know, the guru doesn't do what you want, and so when you follow the guru, there's also danger to give up the guru. So many people who don't know about Lamdrim, who don't know particularly the singing things of Christ, following how to follow the correct guru, but then you see then. You take teaching initiation, all that. Then the guru does something you don't like, and then give up. You give up, then follow someone else. As long as okay, the guru does something, make your mind happy, or your attachment to your selfish mind or something. And then there's something opposite to your selfish mind, to your attachment, something. Then you give up that. You give it, then you follow somebody else. Then the same thing again, you do the same thing. Then what he does when you find something to opposite to your wish, give up that. So it's like restaurant. You are trying different food in the restaurant, or so like that. Testing food is like that. So it says here, that without knowing how to follow the guru, if you follow the guru without knowing, then you see, kemitamra chongjivet, you will get great loss. Then, rather than profit, you'll get a great loss. Came to my tongue. Then, so much, that heaviest negative karma you collect, more than negative karma, heaviest negative karma. Much heavier than killing father, mother, causing blood, Buddha, disharmony among the Sangha. So much heavier than that. Because even you do that, still you can purify, you can achieve enlightenment in one life. So the other one, little little guru, brought somebody with a little guru, and criticized guru, they give up the guru. That's a heavy thing, come on. So they cannot achieve enlightenment in their life. Not only that, but then, so many eons, cannot achieve, cannot find guru. Cannot find guru. It's like, another example. His own is living down Salapo for many years, for so long, and you see, now there's some more, now there's many Indians come. It started some years ago. It's like the Western, it's like Buddhism happened in the West, and then many young people are kind of there. I mean, it began with the taking drugs, at the beginning
their mind is opened by trick and drugs, and then through that, the young men, young people, and the mind can travel with our body. So then they're able to understand and all that, and then they start to take interest in Buddhism. And also many people come for join Hindu according to their karma, you know. Some, you know, Hindu at the beginning, then at the end of Buddhism. Some maybe, it's a bit of Buddhism, but maybe then afterwards give up, then nothing, all of that for women. So anyway, what do you say? So now the Indians, I think they, he's only kept teaching near the Saraswati, where Buddha did 25 years, lived there. So 5 years somewhere else in the nearby, but I think 20 years one place. You can see the place where Buddha. Other different rooms. You see the not the room, but the foundation. Then that time, because of the government helped, and that state government helped, able to offer food from private overseas, and then. Government water or many things, elder help during those teaching. I think how many days, 3-4 days, 5 days, I'm not sure. I was not there, so but many Indians I came. I don't know how many came, a huge number. So then I think I heard each year going to happen. It just happened some years ago, sort of waking up from. So at Tushita, when I was there, then last two times or something, then 25 Indians come in the Catholic course. The next course, also 25 Indians or something like that. Also, each course from Bombay, from everywhere coming near, down below where there's a butter, you're going to way down there, from everywhere they come. When I, from the house, I meet the people outside, then I talk. They are young people. They just finished university, and so their minds opened. They heard Nagarjuna, all those things in the past, in the university. And so, talking about karma, reincarnation, for them it's normal thing. But then the Catholic people from not Argentina, the Catholic, in Damsala, backside, there's all village that many people from there. Huh? Israel. Israel, many Israel people come, so they have to wait. The Indians have to wait. They have to be patient, because the Israelites, difficult for the Western people to understand, to learn. So it takes time for Indians to have the patience. And so, it's like that. It seems. Although sometimes I speak outside, one time entered the course and just I speak outside and to thank to them. so that's like that. Amazing. It's like walking. They come and wake up. Before long, his only seven times, kept teaching Western people from New York, Boston, from very far, so much expenses, and crossing the ocean, and so much expenses, come there, Dhamsala, truly teaching. But the Indians there,
You see, his sons always live there, but you see, keep teaching, but they don't come. You see, for many years, they don't come. So like that. For example, I mean, he's there, but they don't come at all. So, example like that. So it doesn't exist in their place. No virtual friend exists, and sort of like that. So therefore the Shingi the maturity about the foreign guru didn't. But this is most important than anything else. Think it to me, Tawana is the root of all the happiness after enlightenment. She sung san. Sanjay Jesu Jitro to one of the water and the water by Jesus and the water Kavakan, Kalan the Vatim Batu Jela Sanjay Jitro was somebody Shan Lama Sankatan Vatikwam Sanganama Takaba Sungwa Matong La. Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, all that's it. Ah, Sashi. Did all the past, the best, and future merits to gratify me, third I made it to gratify numberless sentiment, numberless Buddhas. May the Bodhicitta Bhichin, which is the source of all the happiness, success, after enlightenment, for oneself, for every sentient being, may the Bhichin, driven from the heart, in the heart of all the sentient beings, Buddha, tell him second, those who have a general Bodhicitta, may the being increase. Okay, then may it be increased, particularly in this world, then particularly Katwari, the general Buddhist in the heart of all the sentient beings in Singapore, and in particularly in the heart of all the people who come to the ABC in the past, now, in the future, or in the all the past, the present, and future stops, but it's to be generated in all their heart. Then, but it's to be generated in the heart of all the students, without delay, in second. And then, but it's to be generated in the heart of in every lower helpings, achieving enlightenment, that's good one. And Bodhicitta to be generated in the heart of all the hungry ghosts, and the enlightenment is possible. And may the Bodhicitta to be generated in the heart of all the animals, and the achieving enlightenment is possible. May the Bodhicitta to be generated in the heart of all the human beings, and the achieving enlightenment is possible. May the Bodhicitta to be generated in the heart of all the suras, asuras, and the demonstrating beings, and all that. And the Meta Katuri. Bodhicitta, all sentient beings, even insects, all the Bodhicitta, who sentient beings, who see you, who touch you,
remember you, oh, then the Kasavata. Yeah, all that. So the bodhicitta to be generated in all their heart and the achieving life will go there. And bodhicitta whom, oh, sentient beings whom you see, all the sentient beings, we remember, no? All the sentient beings made the bodhicitta be generated, and those who see dreams of you, and who hears that dreams you, see portraits, and may they all generate bodhicitta, each of them was possible, and that. I then got to name due to yeah. I don't know, send your embodied, my dear Bona, did you say, Java, Yama, Mabba, Cone, Gondo, Bella, I show. Please dedicate also your parents, all your family who dead or died, could be, you know, never know, could be in hell, real, hunger, God, and all human beings. But I have to pray samsara quickly. Free from samsara as quick as possible, then to achieve enlightenment. Possible that. Okay. Lord, that. Ditto all the past, present, but there's verses he's on it, but I don't remember. Praying for the world. All the past, ditto all the past, the present, but I'm here to go live with the Lord. I'm here to go live with the Malis and the Malis Buddhas. Meti Kasvare. The wars will now future to be started immediately. May all the famines and disease. Dangers of fire, water, earth, or the landslide, or whatever problems, and all the global problems, and the weather became too hot, weather became too cold, all the people dying, all the so difficult, and non-human beings and human beings.
ice melts down, oceans increase, and that kind of thing, and destroy the cities near the beach and all that. It already happened when the time is done. Although all this to be stopped, and may the perfect peace happiness prevailed in everyone's heart by generating loving kindness, compassion, thought, bodhicitta in one's heart to have that. Then may the sentence brings from where there is a peace, happiness, this Buddha Dhamma may last long time in its present alternate direction. May the sentence bring Buddha Dhamma achieving happiness as well as possible. Then may Kasvare may I do all those merits collected by me, collected by numberless and demon numberless Buddhas in three times. May I fulfill all the wishes of a sentient being, more than which none do. May I fulfill all the hopes of the sentient beings, more than which none three. So, very important prayer that. So, if you pray like that, then you can help many people. So, you can see, you become like that. So, you see, by talking, you have to help them. Yeah, with the Buddhist mind, you can help many people. You see? So it helps them to solve their problems and things. So it's very good. So naturally, it helps others. Whatever you do, this, it has become very helpful to them. So solve the problems. So, the big one to free them from samsara, you see, delayed karma, so bring the thing. Which do not, it appears existing from them, real, but do not exist from its outside at all. Only exist in the manner. Do that, may I who do not exist from its own side. All. What's that? It's the mere name. Achieve the Buddhahood, which do not exist from its own side. At all. What's that? It's the mere name. Then lead all the sentient beings who do not exist from its own side. At all. Because it exists in merely. Then achieve Buddhahood, which do not exist from its own side. Only exist in my name. By myself alone, who do not exist from its own side. Because it exists in only in mere name. So this is the middle way view, and this way is middle way view, devoid to true extreme, nihilism, eternalism, correct.
Good night.